This podcast was recorded by Shay. She's at school in the UK, and she's too young to vote in Thursday's referendum, the referendum in which the people of Britain will decide whether or not the UK will stay in the EU or leave. But what would she vote for if she could? Shay went to a debate at the House of Commons, but in true podium style, she only recorded the voices of people 25 and under. On the one side, there was David.
My name is David McKenzie. I'm currently 25. I've been involved in politics at some level since I was 15, member of the Labour Party.
And on the other side, Victoria, 18 from Shropshire in the West Midlands.
The reason I came down was I wanted to put my point across as a young person, as I understand that it's the middle-aged Tories or all the politicians saying we need to do this. I thought that by bringing someone who's younger than 25 into the debate itself would be beneficial, as it would show another side.
So how did Shay feel before she heard the speakers?
I honestly didn't know much, but when I read more in it, I'm kind of stuck between the two. I'm not really sure what to go. My decision is, I don't know. The younger generation is like more into politics, and like some of the older generation, they're not like so into it, and they're kind of lazy, and they don't really want to vote. So I would love to vote, so just to have my voice heard. Maybe not my voice alone, but people who have the same opinion as mine, like obviously coming together would make it more stronger and more heard by like people of higher authority. I think we should stay in because London alone is a very diverse community. And if we leave, the migrants won't go. They'll still be here, but it won't be as much, if that makes sense.
On the one side, there was David. What does David want?
So I'm campaigning to remain a member of the European Union. The reason I've chosen that is because, you know, I've weighed up the arguments. I'm obviously being a member of the Labour Party. I just feel in terms of for workers and the working people of the United Kingdom, the benefits of remaining in the European Union far outweigh the negatives of actually leaving. So I want to remain a member of the European Union for workers' rights, for a fair economy that works for working people. And I just think if we leave the European Union, there's so much uncertainty and we leave it in the hands of people that I don't think have working people's rights in their hearts and in their minds. Personally, I would feel it'd be very, very bad for the United Kingdom if we left the European Union. If that happens to be the democratic will of the people, of course I will accept that, and we will obviously exit. I think at that point, if that were to happen, I very much hope it will not, and I'm very certain it will not happen. But if it does happen, I think I would then take up the platform of campaigning, whoever may be the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom after that result, to keep us on the path of making sure that workers' rights are protected and we have a fair and balanced economy that works for everyone in the UK, not just for the big cats at the top.
And Victoria, where does she stand?
I'm on the Brexit campaign. My beliefs come from, I work in the NHS and I believe that if we had the money that we would have spent in the EU budget would benefit us a lot. We'd be able to have more staffing, more facilities, and in all truth, more parking for us. But my views would be also the immigration thing of, I'd rather have more security precautions, that if someone comes in, we can help them without them getting through. But yet, some people get agitated by that.
Before the debate, it was very loud but lively. So it was getting me quite excited for the actual debate. And everyone seemed to just get along anyway. And then when we went in, it started to get a little heated at times. The youngest debater was 18, and she was very passionate about her views and her opinions, and she was very honest in what she believed in. David McKenzie on the inside, he was very powerful in how he came out with his speech and was very convincing. And Victoria and Kamal on the outside, they were much more weaker, I thought. Even though they had lots of facts and figures, I did not understand their compassion about it. They wasn't very convincing for me to leave the EU.
I think the debate went really well. The opposition had excellent points, as did we, and we had a good debate. We were at each other's throats, which is what a good debate should be. I think that we've learned valuable lessons. We've learned new things that we didn't know before. And in all truth, we just have to wait until the 23rd to see what the result is. But I think that me and my partner have had some sort of substantial impact on the actual debate itself.
And what about the characters who are fighting on the national stage? Perhaps these public figures would be more interesting if they had a way to interact with people on social media, like a YouTube channel.
I think if Boris Johnson was a YouTuber, I think that would be quite comic, because I wouldn't expect someone of high authority to like run a YouTube channel It would probably be like edited by someone else anyway in his videos.
I would follow Boris Johnson definitely on YouTube, as he has firm points. As I understand, he wants to like an American NHS system, but he speaks more truth about the actual politics itself, whereas David Cameron on YouTube does not. He just tells people what they want to hear, but he doesn't execute the actual thing itself.
I think I would probably follow both, but probably just to troll them in the comments section, if I'm being very honest. I don't, shall we say, agree with what they have to say on Britain.
Some people may be interested to watch him, but personally I wouldn't, because that's not the kind of videos I watch. I would rather watch Zoella than Boris Johnson.
I definitely now have a newfound interest, and I would like love to keep up to date with the EU referendum situation. I'm not sure if my close friends would be that much into it, because I suppose they haven't had that first-hand experience, but if I was to take them, maybe they'll be like more interested in that. I did like mention to them on like WhatsApp too. I was just like, we should stay in for the future. I was being serious, but I was kind of like being humorous at the same time.
I just want us to be safer as well as helping others. We're not exactly shutting our doors on everyone. We just want to be safer for ourselves. As the recent terror attacks, we need to be safer as a nation, because there's no point them coming here and something bad happening, because that was just a wasted journey of their life, basically.
When reading on the EU referendum, I wasn't really too sure where my opinion laid, but throughout like the whole youth debate, I was leaning more towards the inside, because they made me realise how much it would affect my future as a young person.